This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, spare a thought here. Well, spare a thought for millions of people trying to get by in this economy right now, but also for the state and local governments that deliver a lot of the services and provide a lot of the support on the ground. Because as we have been reporting, they are looking at huge budget gaps and have been counting on this federal help. Marketplace's Sabri Benishore has that one.
That state and local governments need help paying for things like unemployment benefits, education, public health, that is not in dispute for the most part.
These are incredibly important services that are being provided to people and helping people through this really difficult time.
Julia Wolf is with the Economic Policy Institute. The main sticking point is over how much money to give. Republicans are inclined to offer $200 to $400 billion. Democrats have asked for $900 billion.
It's one of the more obvious examples of an attempt to inflate state budgets beyond any reasonable measure of actual need.
That's Adam Michelle with the Heritage Foundation. Republicans point to hundreds of billions in COVID-related aid that's already been passed and argue states should cut pensions, freeze pay, dip into rainy day funds. Irma Esparza-Diggs is with the National League of Cities. She says many hard-hit cities are already doing some of that.
Some are seeing as high as up to a 50% decline in their sources of revenues.
She estimates cities alone will need $360 billion over the next 3 years. Timing is another issue, says Stan Voiger with the American Enterprise Institute.
You know, should we provide funding to state and local governments or for the coming fiscal year, or should we give them money for the year after that as well?
Fed Chair Jerome Powell, appointed by President Trump, has said the risks of overspending are outweighed by the risks of not spending enough. President Trump tweeted this afternoon that his administration will stop negotiating any relief package until after the election. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.